Maharaj, in this according to this argument about the astitva, a person, it seems like only a Brahmagnani can really say that he is a believer in God. Until that point, we can explain.
No. Then your argument will be counter-effect. First you become Brahmagnani, then you become a believer in God. That's not going to work out. What happens is, we start with a sincere, a small amount of faith. Okay? And that makes us work, struggle hard to get rid of some of the evil qualities which we say God disapproves or the scriptures do not permit. That's why following the scriptures is a most important thing. If anybody says, I believe in Sri Ramakrishna and his teachings, never reads the gospel, never tries to follow those five commandments. When you understand such a person, do you say that he is a believer in Sri Ramakrishna?
No.
Exactly. So don't presume, but by transforming our life, small faith, small transformation. And then more faith, more transformation. 100% faith, 100% transformation. That is how spiritual progress is achieved.
Yeah. So Maharaj, when you talk about having faith in oneself, what does that truly mean? And because I've heard it a lot, but I'm not sure if I know. And how is it manifested in a person's life?
Very, very good question. How does it really mean? Very few people ask this question. What does it mean? When a person truly says, I believe in God, first he examines his own heart. He becomes introspective. Am I really saying just from my mouth, or am I really saying from the heart of my heart? The faith may be 1%. It doesn't matter. As I said just now, so that 1% faith first makes the person question himself, isn't it? That is called faith. Am I really a believer in God? And if so, what should be my life? And if there are non-godly qualities manifest, let me try to correct them, become or develop Daivi Sampat, as we say in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. You understand now, it is not proclamation by the mouth, but it is a true belief from the heart. And if you believe something, that belief itself will bring transformation. That's why I spoke about the subject also. Suppose you go to a shop and you wanted to buy something, and you look at some bottles, and on one bottle it is written, this is called nectar, very enjoyable liquid. But some people will advise you, no, this is a company which cheats people, this is the most poisonous thing. And if you just look at the label and believe and buy it, you will be harmed. You see, if you are a good person, somehow this guidance will come. What will you do if you believe those people? Will you buy?
No, Maharaj.
So this is what happens when a person believes. Faith that brings transformation. That is what Swamiji meant. If anybody believes in God, then he has faith in himself. That means that faith should bring about transformation in himself. And that is the only test. There is no other test. That is the answer. Think over it.